In the blink of an eye, tens of thousands of people instantly lost access to money, to gas, to food, to heating and air conditioner, to communications, and even their own security. You see, this is what happens when the power grid fails and the lights go out. Humanity suffers, just like they did over this past week when over 73,000 people in New York City area were left without power for 4 to 5 hours straight. Concerts and Broadway shows and theaters came to a screeching halt. Grocery stores and manufacturing businesses also stopped. The subway even closed their doors. The city was in a panic. But you know, it's not the first time New York City experienced an outage like that. In fact, exactly 42 years ago to the date, New York City had another power outage. Take a look at this article on NewYorkTimes.com. The 1977 blackout in New York City happened exactly 42 years ago. Coincidence? Well, I don't know. But bottom line, you need to be prepared because these things do happen. And this is why I've purposely partnered with preparewithlisa.com. They have food storage. You can get a 2 weeks or a 4 week or even longer if possible. I always recommend it. But please make sure you have food storage on hand and check them out in the description box below. But bottom line, I have warned here on my channel already that blackouts are coming, be it because of a cyber attack, an EMP, or what happened to the power grid. They are coming. And you know what? I'm not the only one talking about it. In fact, Con Edison told New York City that there is going to be more. Take a look at this article on nypost.com. Con Edison warns more blackouts could be coming. But you know, yet again, they're not the only ones. Fox News' Douglas McKinnon, a former White House and Pentagon official, went on record just a few weeks before that blackout in New York City asking the question, could we survive a blackout? Here's the actual article so you can see it for yourself on Fox News. Douglas McKinnon, will you survive the coming blackout? Now, I wanted to show that to you because it asked an interesting question. Did he know something that we didn't, considering that he wrote that article just weeks before what happened in New York City? In fact, he even wrote a second article after the New York City event. Here's that one, also published on FoxNews.com, titled, Doug McKinnon, New York City is a warning. The blackout is coming. Just about 3 weeks ago, I did a piece headlined, Will You Survive the Coming Blackout? That's the one I just showed you. On the heels of this weekend's mini blackout in New York City, this is not about, quote, see, I told you so, end quote, but it is about reminding people that a large and sustained blackout could and would cripple much of society as we know it. And it could and would have a devastating impact on our very lives and survival. Such a blackout is coming, he says. It is only a matter of time. He doesn't ask the question if it's coming. He asks when it is going to come. There is a big difference between the two. But you know what? It's already begun. We've already seen it in multiple locations happen here in the U.S. We just saw it in New York City. And guess what? Just Monday night, another one hit the D.C. area. Take a look at this article on Fox5DC.com. Thousands without electricity following a power outage in northeastern D.C. You see, the truth is our power grid is deteriorating. When we think of a simple tree branch that can take out miles and miles of power, we have something wrong with our power grid. It would literally take billions and billions of dollars to fix it. And we just don't have that kind of money. We are way too reliant on the power grid. But you see, that's not the only threat that we have. In fact, there's threats of cybersecurity and cyber attacks and terrorist attacks on our power grid. And yes, they've been halted and stopped before. And yes, they happen almost on a daily basis. In fact, we have formed an entire task force to help prevent this. That task force, as you see on the screen, is the National Infrastructure Advisory Council. And in December of 2018, the council actually published an entire report on how to survive a catastrophic power outage. You see, they published that report because they know it is a real threat. But that's not the only threat that we encounter. How about the threat of an EMP, something that could literally have devastating effects on humanity? In fact, the EMP commissioner and commission said that 90% of people would die and America would cease to exist. Don't believe me? Take a look at this article on WashingtonExaminer.com. EMP commission warns blackout of electricity, food, water to last year or longer would have a huge death toll. WashingtonExaminer.com, new EMP warning. The U.S. will cease to exist. 90% of population will die. Politico.com, Gingrich, EMP attack could end it all. The threat is real. And it's not just a threat of an EMP and a cyber attack and a terrorist threat or deterioration of our actual power grid, but we also have to add into that the threat of a coronal mass ejection, a CME, a solar storm of some sort hitting our power grid. If another quarantine event of 1859 were to happen, we would have mass devastation on our power supply. Bottom line, be prepared because you never know what tomorrow holds. Anyhow, please make sure you subscribe to the channel and click the bell for notifications and share this everywhere. YouTube is on a rampage. They are not recommending my video. They are unmonetizing everything out of the bat. It doesn't matter if it's about sunshines and lollipops. It gets immediately unmonetized off the bat. So please share this with everyone. I know that the censorship on conservatives and libertarian has increased 100-fold. So I'm asking you, if you're not on YouTube, create a YouTube channel, get on there and subscribe. Also follow me at my website, lisahaven.news. Probably the best way is to go there. Anyhow, thanks again for tuning in. I'd love to get your thoughts, comments, and concerns. I'm Lisa Haven, signing out.